Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 27 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, and I am your guide on this journey to raise your productivity to pulp speed levels and to explore the cracks and crevices of business and craft in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions,
episode 548.
Today, Robert asks,
"You mentioned the use of GIMP to put together covers. However, GIMP has poor CMYK support and can therefore be a constraint to those wanting to put out physical books. I'd love to find a suitable alternative that doesn't have the Adobe tax."
Well, I completely agree with you, which is why I don't use Adobe products at any point in my business pipeline and haven't for 20 years, except when I've had to do it temporarily for a client who refuses to use anything else. Unfortunately, I am not the great graphic designing god in the household. She is sitting right next to me. Oh, great graphic designing god, please answer this question.
This one actually turns out to have a really simple answer. There are plugins to correct your color profiles to whatever you want.
By correct, you mean convert?
Yes. And I can provide a link in the show notes because I've had mine installed for so long I don't even remember what it is called. But it converts to Adobe color profiles and allows you a lot more flexibility. If you're doing ebook and electronic distribution only, it's not going to get in your way. But as soon as you go to POD outside of the CreateSpace universe, it will bounce you back if your covers aren't in the correct color profile. CreateSpace will print them and they'll look weird.
Yeah, they will.
But they'll still take them. They'll just assume you're an idiot and you deserve to have, well, crappy looking covers. Or they'll assume that's what you want.
We first ran into this when we were doing posters. We did poster printing with GIMP for a while.
Oh, yeah.
One of those things we need to get back into at some stage, but it's on the back burner.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we learned how to do CMYK and GIMP.
Where I remember running into it was when we did CrudRat, and Ingram Spark would not take our first draft of coverage because they weren't in the right color profile. So we had to redo them.
Yeah. The first place we ever ran into it was on the Predestination poster.
Oh, yeah.
When the model came back with purple and yellow skin.
Which wasn't a bad look, but it wasn't the book we were
It wasn't of. The it wasn't the artwork we were looking for, yeah. No. If you're doing post-processing from another graphics or of some pre-existing artwork that you don't want to have to reauthor, Image Magic also does color profile conversion and has some tweaky things. We should put some links in the show notes for that as well, because that's multi-platform and also open source. It's a beautiful thing.
I got nothing to add. I think we covered it.
Alrighty. Thank you very much for sending in the question, Robert, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2018 by J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2018 Artistic Whispers Productions. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.